In the name of Jesus, amen. Dear saints, every prayer has a story. It would be fascinating to hear the stories behind your prayers for this past week. When you asked for help, or safety, or wisdom, or patience, or forgiveness, you were not asking for these things in a vacuum. The psalm that we consider today is Psalm 54, and it's one of a few different psalms that has a title attached to it. And I wonder what the prayers that you prayed this week, if they had a title attached to it. The prayer that I prayed when someone that I love was suffering terribly. The prayer that I prayed when I was full of guilt because I... The prayer that I prayed when I felt alone and afraid because... Dear saints, if you haven't already, you should have brought your stories to church with you today. You are in a safe place for your stories and for your prayers. I'd like us to bring those stories with us and pray together again the introit that you have in your bulletin. So find that. We'll pray it responsibly as we had before. And allow it to, if you haven't already, address your stories. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is the upholder of my life. He will return the evil to my enemies. In your faithfulness, put an end to them. Oh God, save me by your name and vindicate me by your name. Oh God, hear my prayer. Give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers have risen against me. Ruthless men seek my life. They do not set God before themselves. With a free will offering, I will sacrifice to you. I will give thanks to your name, O Lord, for it is good. For he has redeemed me from every trouble, and my eye has looked in triumph over my enemies. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is the upholder of my life. He will return the evil to my enemies. In your faithfulness, put an end to them. The original story of this psalm, like all of your prayers and mine, is a complex one. But the title gives us some clue. The title says, you don't have it in there, so you just listen. The title is, to the choir master with stringed instruments, a maskil, it's like a poem of some sort, a maskil of David. When the Ziphites went and told Saul, is not David hiding among us? Saul was king at the time, but he had been unfaithful to God and his people. And God had chosen to take the kingship from Saul and to have Samuel anoint a little shepherd boy, David, to be king. But Saul was not willing to go down without a fight. Even if that meant it was a fight against God and his will. So Saul pursued David. Tried to kill David several times. David fled and kept fleeing. David hid and kept trying to find another place to hide. Because often when he found a place to hide, many people feared Saul and didn't want to protect David. Again, the title is when the Ziphites went and told Saul, is not David hiding among us? Whenever David went, Saul went with an army of hundreds and thousands and followed him to find him and kill him. At one point, David found some faithful priests that sheltered him and his men, gave them some rest, gave them some food. And when Saul found out about that, he had the priests be slaughtered, 85 of them, along with their wives and children and infants and ox and donkey and sheep, all put to the sword, the text says. That's what happened when you were faithful to God and David. David praised these specific words when he and his little group had found temporary relief hiding in the wilderness of Ziph, a region which is just well south of David's birthplace in Bethlehem. But once the Ziphites found out that David was hiding there, they ratted David out to Saul. They feared Saul more than they feared God. They didn't want what happened to the priests and their families to happen to them. A maskil of David, when the Ziphites went and told Saul, "Is not David hiding among us?" So David is not safe there. David cries out, "Strangers have risen against me. Ruthless men seek my life. They do not set God before themselves." Saul's army gets nearer and nearer. David's chance of escape becomes less and less likely until there is no chance at all. The story from 1 Samuel chapter 23 says Saul and his men were closing in on David. David prays, "Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is the upholder of my life. Oh God, save me by your name. Vindicate me by your might. Oh God, hear my prayer. Give ear to the words of my mouth." David's prayer is full of hope and confidence in God. David does not know whether he will be found and caught, whether he will live or die, but no matter what, God is his helper. The Lord is the upholder of his life. Saul doesn't hold David's life in his hands, and neither do the Ziphites. The Lord is the upholder of his life. God is his helper. David is not safe hiding among the Ziphites, but David is safe hiding himself in God. The prayer and the song that David prays is not just a personal prayer. He doesn't just want to play it. He doesn't just want to pray it alone. It's for the choir master, the title said. "Miss Freda, take it away. Lead the congregation. Help us pray together." It is to be sung and prayed together. It is for me to say, "God is my helper," and for you to say, "God is my helper." For me to say, "The Lord is the upholder of my life," and for you to say, "The Lord is the upholder of my life." We say it together. We encourage each other. We speak the truth when we are surrounded by lies and our eyes think they see something different. David is so confident that God hears him and that God is good, that even before he knows how this chapter of the story will end, he prays that with a free will offering, he will sacrifice to God. He will sacrifice and give thanks to the Lord's name, for it is good, for God has delivered him from every trouble, and his eye has looked in triumph over his enemies. Before he knows how it's going to end. The psalm does not tell us how this story ends. Like many of our prayers, we don't yet know the end. 1 Samuel chapter 23 does, though. As Saul gets closer and closer and nearer, Saul is all of a sudden called away because the Philistines are attacking somewhere else, and he has to go protect. Every prayer has a story. It has been a long Christian tradition that before the Psalms are your prayers and my prayers, and they are, and they help us tell our stories, And before the Psalms are even David's prayers, and many of them are, they are Christ's prayers, Jesus' prayers. They help us hear Jesus' story. We keep saying the creed so we don't forget Jesus' story. We keep reading the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John so we don't forget Jesus' story. We in the Lutheran Church celebrate a church year that tells the story of his birth and his suffering, his death, his resurrection, and his ascension, and of Jesus' key teachings, so we don't forget Jesus' stories. Because it is in Jesus' stories that we begin to hear his prayers, and that we begin to pray again. That we begin to hear our stories in the right way. That we begin to pray in a more truthful way. Because all of our stories and all of our prayers are brought into him. And they find their safety and their peace and their hope and their confidence in him. Jesus is the Lord and upholder of our life. Jesus is the only help that we know. Jesus knows our stories. And hears our prayers, and we know his stories, and we love to tell that story. It is the story of a true king, King Jesus. Yet he was under constant attack from other kings who were jealous or fearful of him. But Christ's kingdom is not of this world. They can't take it from him, and they can't take it away from you. It is the story of how Christ was betrayed by Judas. Judas knew exactly where Jesus would be hiding, so he could bring a band of soldiers with their lanterns and with their torches and with their weapons. Strangers have risen against me. Ruthless men seek my life. They do not set God before themselves. But Judas isn't in control any more than Saul is, or any more than the Ziphites are. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is the upholder of my life. Jesus does this all willingly. I am the good shepherd. No one takes my life away from me. I lay it down willingly, of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up. This charge I received from my Father. And as the psalm said, Jesus could pray with a free will offering. I will sacrifice to you. It's Jesus' choice for you. Jesus' stories are a willing story for you. Because it is his willingness, it is his control that is your confident, that your sins are hidden, and that all of your stories are hidden in Christ toward God. And that when you pray, God does not hide his face from you. He is here. Now, for you, hearing you, hearing us, helping us with each other. You and I have set God before ourselves today, and we have done it together. Because God himself has put himself for us. He gives us a word to have together. He gives us a meal, Jesus' body and blood to have together. So here, together, today, and any time in a time of trouble, he will hide us. Even when we are alone, he will hide us. Our enemies of sin and death and the devil are not in control. The Lord is the upholder of our life. God is our helper. Your prayers have stories attached to them. They are stories that could bring your Christian brothers and sisters to tears in both heartbreak and in joy. But let's never forget that our stories and our prayers are attached to and baptized into and hidden in the story that we love to tell. It is the love of God in Christ Jesus that nothing can separate us from. We are safe there. I love to tell that story. And I love to hear it too. In Jesus' name, amen.